Chris Brown joining us live this morning. He will be on the call tonight in Miami. Chris, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com and Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow. All right, first road game, Chris. First game against Jordan Poyer since he left. It's going to be weird to see him in a Dolphins jersey, but what do you think the reunion will be like? Because there really hasn't been any bad blood from either side, right?
No, everybody's, you know, throwing bouquets at each other. You know, Sean McDermott was asked about facing Jordan, you know, this week, and he basically said that, you know, I got nothing but respect for him. So I think there's some shared mutual respect there, but Jordan was telling Miami reporters this week that he was never allowed to hit Josh Allen in practice, obviously. So he's looking forward to getting an opportunity to maybe get a hit on him if Josh takes off and runs.
You know, we've talked so much about how the Bills are a different-looking team than they were last year. What about the Dolphins? How different are they from last year?
Well, they've got a new defensive coordinator for the third consecutive season in Anthony Weaver. And I was talking to offensive coordinator Joe Brady yesterday. You'll hear that interview in our pregame on WGR tonight. And I asked him, how different is the defensive scheme? And he said it's night and day to what it was last year. They essentially run Baltimore's 3-4 style of defense. That's where Weaver comes from. So on a short week with a brand new defense, with 1 week of film with this personnel, going to be a little bit of a guessing game here early on for Joe Brady and the offense. But I think they feel they have a good plan and that they can come up with answers on the fly if need be. And look, they kind of flushed out some of their stalwarts that they've had over the years as well. You know, as you already mentioned, Jordan Poyer's in the secondary, but so is Kendall Fuller, a veteran player who comes over from Washington. And they got Jordan Brooks, a new inside linebacker, to try to get a little bit more athletic in coverage at the second level. He comes over from Seattle. And then they have the 17-year veteran, Calais Campbell, up front at the defensive tackle position. He's going to try to replace their all-pro player, Christian Wilkins, who's now in Las Vegas.
And on offense, they're pretty fast, too, right? It's all about speed.
Yeah, maybe the fastest team in the league. What's going to be interesting here tonight is to see who is available at the running back position for them. Raheem Mostert, who had 21 touchdowns for them last year, has already been ruled out with a chest injury. And his backup, Devon Achane, who's given the Bills a lot of problems as a rookie last year, he averaged 8.7 yards per carry against them last year. He has an ankle injury and is going to be a game-time decision. So we're going to have to try to keep an eye on that. If neither of them go, they're going to be reduced to Jeff Wilson Jr. and rookie Jalen Wright, who, by the way, is also fast. He runs a 4.38 40.
Fast team. Going to be a track meet maybe out there later on tonight. Is there an advantage to playing this game, to having this game out of the way so early in the season? You know, I'm wondering just to see maybe what you're up against, how you stack up against the team that's been right there with you neck and neck at the top of the division.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose if you have to play an opponent on a short week, at least it's a somewhat familiar opponent in the Dolphins, having played them twice a year, you know, forever. But I think at the same time, early in the season, there's still some unknowns you're trying to figure out. I'll give you a couple of interesting numbers, though, that kind of cut both ways here. When the temperature is 75 degrees or higher, the Miami Dolphins under Mike McDaniel are 16-1. But Josh Allen is 6-0 in Thursday night games. And as we know, the Bills are 11-1 in their last 12 against the Dolphins and have averaged over 34 points per game. So maybe that's why the odds makers have this with a 2.5-point spread. Even they're not sure which way this one's going to fall.
Oh, those are interesting stats. Josh Allen's left hand injured last week. He says he's good to go. So does Coach Sean McDermott. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I mean, he said it feels fine. He'll be fine to play. He even dropped a line saying, you know, my left hand is a long way away from my right hand, which is obviously the money one that throws the football. But, you know, you have to take snaps under center, and your top hand is your non-throwing hand. So that ball is going to get snapped into that hand every time by Connor McGovern. So that's an issue. He wore a glove in practice this week, he said, just to help him a little bit. It was hard to determine whether or not the glove was padded But if they're worried about him knocking that hand again on a helmet or something out there on the field, he'll have the glove on. He said he hasn't decided yet whether he'll wear the glove in the game, so that's something we're going to have to keep an eye on pregame. Part of me wonders if that is designed to give him a better grip on the football. If he has like a deep bone bruise in that hand or something, maybe his grip strength isn't as strong. So by putting one of those receiver gloves on his hand, those are very tacky, so it would help him with grip if he has to turn and hand the football off with his left hand.
It's interesting to watch. I know everyone was holding their breath when he was getting that taped up and they were showing it on the sidelines last week. Luckily able to finish the game and get the win. Is there something to be said, Chris? The Bills are underdogs, according to Vegas, in this game. But, you know, for the Dolphins, this is their game. Like, this is the biggest game on their schedule. This is their chance to prove that they can beat the Bills, something they've really struggled to do. For the Bills, I don't know. I don't think this is maybe the biggest game on their schedule. They might look at the Chiefs game or the Niners game or something like that. Is there something to be said for that difference in what this means for each team?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Dolphins will definitely be charged up because they're tired of losing to the Bills. And let's not forget, last time these two teams played, the Bills, who were three games back in the division with five games to play, caught them at the wire in week 18 down here, the last regular season game of the NFL season, beat them here in their place, and won the division. They got the 2 seed and got to play a playoff game at home. The Dolphins got the 7 seed and went to Kansas City in round one of the playoffs. Do not think that that is lost on the Dolphins players that are still on this roster. They want this one badly. And really, the biggest test is going to be for the back 7 of the defense. They don't have Matt Milano. They don't have Taron Johnson. And you've got 2 new guys playing safety for all intents and purposes, although Taylor Rapp had a big interception in that game last year. So really the test is Buffalo's secondary going to be able to keep everything in front of them and not have Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle running past them for long touchdowns? That's the key tonight.
It is going to be a test. Chris, thank you.
All right, have a good one.
You too. We'll be listening tonight. Chris Brown will be on the call, play-by-play, Bills and Dolphins in Miami at 8:15.